Joined here by the head coach of the Gallatin Bulldogs and Chad Sullinger. We're kind of in weather watch mode here because Gallatin is scheduled to play. This is supposed to be one of the real marquee matchups of Holiday Hoops with Gallatin and Green City coming up Friday night at 6:30. You hope you play, coach, but as we were talking about, you know, the snow will be done by that point, but it's going to be real cold Friday night. So whether or not that game is played is up in the air at this point, right?
Yeah, I'd have to agree. Safety is our first concern with our athletes and our students in schools. So I don't know. It looks like it's going to be pretty chilly, so we'll just have to wait and see what happens.
Obviously, I think that goes down to the school administrators and the folks at the Ketchum Center, whether or not the games are played or not. It's such a marquee matchup with you guys in Green City. Is it something that if it is canceled or postponed, that you'd be kind of interested in making that up at some point in the next 2 months or no?
Well, yeah, I would definitely say so. I think it's a situation where, it would be on us and Green City getting together. NCMC says if the game is canceled, then there are no makeups. But, that's definitely a situation where maybe myself and their AD can get together and maybe work something out. We would love to play them. They're a fantastic basketball team, and we just haven't seen a lot of the style that they play. And so, we definitely entertain that situation if that comes about.
Through about 6-7 games, Coach, you guys were winning, but you kind of got the feeling, you're getting some guys back to health off of football season, yeah. Just kind of putting some pieces together. Over the last three games, and these are all home, and these are all good basketball teams, Putnam County, Princeton, East Buchanan, your teams hit a different level. Do you kind of get the same sense that break you had between Northland Christian and Putnam County, it looked like it really did your team a lot of good in just kind of resetting things and really getting things going in a positive direction?
Oh, absolutely. After that Northland Christian game, we talked, practice time was going to be valuable, and we were able to get in the gym and get our feet on the ground and get some things figured out. And had quite a few practices where, we weren't shooting the ball well in those games, and just had quite a few practices where, that's what we did for 45 minutes, different stations, different actions, getting shots in. And just, being able to just get together and get things figured out and on both ends of the floor. And, now we're finally getting to the point where we're getting to install some of our different looks on the offensive and defensive end slowly. And so, yeah, without a doubt, having a healthy Peyton Fiden and getting guys back from sickness has definitely helped.
Yeah, the guys like, Stout and Johnson and those guys, too, when they had to take more of a scoring role when you weren't at full strength early. Now, nobody wants injuries, but I think there's always positives of having guys who look for their shots more because now it makes you a deeper and more dangerous basketball team because you have guys who went into those roles early in the season.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I'd throw Brett Emery in there, too. Those guys did a tremendous job at the beginning of the year when we leaned on them a little more than we normally do. And, last night we had a very physically gifted, athletic East Buchanan team. And the guys coming off the bench did a phenomenal job last night. Leighton Schubert, Boston Bell, Gavin Wilms, those guys really came in, and we didn't really miss a beat having those guys in there. And so, it's just all positives when we can get that experience and get that time in the game action.
You're a really fun team to watch, Coach, when you can get transition going, because I know the guys, they like to get out, they like to run, they like to get fast break points. When you're scoring like you have the last couple of games, and even Putnam County, you're in the upper 70s, but 86 against Princeton, 81 against East Buchanan. Is that the result of really getting your defense going and getting your running game going?
Absolutely. We can't do what we do on the offensive end and getting out in transition if we don't play well on the defensive end first. And, rebounding is a big thing, big part of that. We struggled early in the year rebounding and kind of challenged the guys and say we've got to be more physical. And, we can't get out and go unless we get the rebound. And so they've done a better job of that lately, especially last night. They did a really nice job against a very lengthy, tall, athletic East Buck team, and we were able to get out and go. But, you move down the line, and one thing we stress is against really, really good defensive teams, we've got to be more patient in the half court, and that's something that we lack right now. And so, you know, that's definitely an area that we are going to have to focus on and work on more in practice.
Against Princeton, Coach, when I saw Princeton in person, I think Talon Holt is a known commodity. Clay Evans, not so much, but he shot the ball great against Trenton, sophomore guard. Did both of those guys really have your attention defensively as far as 1A and 1B?
Yeah, they did. The whole kid definitely popped off the screen when you had the film on. And so, you know, that's kind of where we looked to begin with. But both of those guys did a good job of getting to their spots and getting good looks at the basket and knock somebody in against us. So, you know, it's hard to stop everyone, but I thought we did a pretty good job defensively that night.
Yeah, we have plans on being at the Green City game on Friday and broadcasting it, but we'll see if that happens or not, as we talked about earlier. I know if I get back into town, because I'm coming back into town from Christmas on the 3rd, so knock on wood, if I don't get any airport delays, be at the Gallatin-Trenton game. As we talked about, Trenton 2-7, they don't, you know, that record doesn't really stand out, but if you watch Trenton in person, got a victory last night pretty comfortably against Brookfield, they're a lot better this year.
Yeah, much improved. I'm doing a great job over there, and they do present some issues. The last time we played them, we didn't guard very well, and hopefully we can do a better job the 3rd when we got them at their place.
That's coming up the 3rd. That'll be on Z101.7. Then on the 6th, Gallatin will be at Polo, little trip down Highway 13. Coach, wish you a Merry Christmas. Hopefully I'll see you Friday. We'll see if the weather cooperates or not. I know Gallatin-Green City, a great matchup one way or the other. But Merry Christmas here a little bit early, and we'll talk to you again in the new year.
Merry Christmas to you, Tom.